AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. International leaders, including President Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, joined a few surviving veterans to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Norman Hall has a report.
On June 6, 1944, Allied aircraft bombed German coastal defenses in France, and troops poured ashore on five codename beaches. The sound of reenactors 30 at Utah Beach tracing the perilous and bloody paths ashore.
Emotional and exhilarating because of the fact that the history literally happened here, and we took the footsteps of the same guys that have landed here, especially the 2nd Naval Beach Battalion.
Jason Maliari traveled to Normandy from California. Nearly 160,000 Allied troops landed in Normandy on D-Day. History's biggest amphibious assault resulted in thousands of casualties. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. will send about $225 million in military aid to Ukraine in a new package that includes ammunition Kyiv's forces could use to strike threats inside Russia to defend the city of Kharkiv. Meantime, President Biden has told ABC News he's ruled out a pardon for his son, Hunter, if he's convicted in his federal gun trial. Palestinian health officials say an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced families in central Gaza killed at least 33 people, including 12 women and children. The Israeli military claims the school was being used as a Hamas compound. And AP sources say Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address a joint meeting of Congress on July 24th. The European Central Bank has cut its benchmark interest rate by a quarter point, ECB President Christine Lagarde.
We did so because overall, our confidence in the path ahead, because we have to be forward-looking, has been increasing over the last months.
Mortgage rates eased a little, pulling the average on a 30-year to just below 7%, and the stock market cooled after yesterday's record closes for the S&P and the NASDAQ. This is AP News. Two more murder charges filed against an alleged serial killer whose victims were found along Gilgo Beach on New York's Long Island.
60-year-old architect Rex Huerman, already charged with the killings of four sex workers, has been arraigned in the deaths of Jessica Taylor and Sandra Castilla. Suffolk County, New York District Attorney Ray Tierney on WABC says DNA testing and a detailed online planner are among the evidence.
Meticulously planned and executed six separate murders.
Huerman's lawyer, Michael Brown, says
he's obviously horrified by new charges.
And notes that the killing of Sandra Castilla had initially been blamed on another man, John Bitroff.
The convicted murderer in this county, his M.O. is exactly what the Castilla M.O. is.
And we'll be using that to try to exonerate his client. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.